From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States Senate Armed Services Committee met Tuesday to discuss the reappointment of Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford Jr. to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. During the hearing, Dunford was asked for his assessment of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, given the statements back and forth between its two leaders.
Well, the political space is clearly very charged right now. We haven't seen a change in the posture of North Korean forces. We watched that very carefully.
President Donald Trump says the United States is totally prepared for a military option in dealing with North Korea. And on Tuesday, his administration imposed sanctions on 8 North Korean banks and 26 bank executives. President Trump has also announced he will visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday after Hurricane Maria devastated the island territory last week. The White House announced that it would increase funds to Puerto Rico to assist with debris removal and emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance for 180 days.
I have directed all relevant departments and agencies to assist in the response and recovery effort.
Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello tweeted that he had briefed the president on the situation on the ground and thanked him for his quick response. Saudi Arabia will allow women to drive for the first time, according to a decree issued by the country's king. State media reported Tuesday that the royal decree, which called for the issuance of driving licenses for men and women alike, Saudi Arabia is currently the only country that forbids women from driving. The state news agency reported that the order will go in effect June 2018. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, news, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump voiced his support Tuesday for fans booing National Football League players who have been kneeling during the playing of the national anthem before games to protest racism in the country. More than 200 NFL players, most of them black, and several team owners knelt, sat, and locked arms at weekend games in protest of Trump's call for owners to fire the players for refusing to stand for playing during the national anthem.
Well, I was ashamed of what was taking place because, to me, that was a very important moment. I don't think you can disrespect our country, our flag, our national anthem. To me, the NFL situation is a very important situation.
It is a tradition before the start of many amateur and virtually all professional athletic events in the U.S. The NFL players say they are protesting what they see as disparate treatment of minorities in the U.S. compared to whites and police brutality against blacks. The World Health Organization reports over 800,000 people in the northeast of area of Nigeria have been reached with one dose of oral cholera vaccine in an effort to prevent the fatal disease from spreading. Lisa Schlein has the story from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The week-long campaign that ended Monday was centered in a camp for internally displaced people in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State, as well as in several local government areas nearby. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says hundreds of thousands of people above age one have received the oral vaccine and will be protected against cholera for up to 6 months. He notes the number of people at risk of getting cholera within an affected population decreases sharply as more people are vaccinated. The World Food Program suspended its operation in Borno State after aid workers were attacked in a camp for displaced people in Maiduguri at the end of August. Jazarevich says the oral cholera vaccine is only one of the tools available to combat this disease. He says it should be combined with prevention activities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuela's opposition is backing out of early-stage negotiations with the government after accusing President Nicolas Maduro's administration of not following through on commitments. The Democratic Unity Alliance says the government failed to meet pledges in the areas of human rights and electoral guarantees. Spain's government ordered Catalonia's regional police force to identify officials at local schools and other civic buildings expected to be used as polling stations in a controversial independence referendum. The order placed further pressure on the Catalan police, who were being told by central Spanish authorities to act against their fellow citizens in the emotionally charged standoff. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.